welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. Hello, welcome to this week's podcast. So it's all about my morning routine this week. And do you have a morning routine? Would you like one, or would you like to expand on it? So we're going to talk all about that today. Now, I am just back from the beach. I thought I'd talk to you about my blissful afternoon. So gorgeous, gorgeous teaching festival today. I'm teaching more and more before work, mindfulness Pilates. So I started at 8 o'clock and had one-to-ones and class, all at my mindfulness Pilates Zoom studio, which is wonderful. And I did a load of other work. And then I sneaked off to the beach. Right. It was just wonderful. The walk in the harbour was just so blissful. And I must say, I love the smell of seaweed, actually. Some people hate it, but I absolutely love it because it reminds me of my childhood holidays where there would sometimes be quite a lot of seaweed smells. So it reminds me of happy times, basically. I had a lovely walk along there and I had a swim in the sea. When I say swim, it's not like some elaborate swim. It's like 20 strokes and then out. Although I must say it was the warmest it's been this year. It's the first time it hasn't been really cold. It was cold, but not like really cold. So it was very nice though. It's very nice. Beautiful day. Sun was shining. It's kind of cloudy now, but it's been sunny, cloudy all day. Lovely. Had a picnic down there, a bit of beach Pilates, really blissful. And I've been teaching retreats as well for kind of my whole Pilates career, and I've got several people interested. So if you're interested, just get in touch, because I'm looking at doing a 1 or 2 day beach mindfulness Pilates retreat here in Dorset. So yeah, get in touch if you'd like to go on the waiting list for that. That's definitely coming up. There's a great right on the beach, overlooking the beach location, and that I use for my retreats here in Dorset, UK. So yeah, that's coming up. What else did I do at the beach? Oh, I just had the picnic. Took a picnic with me and took a flask of chamomile tea and some of my favourite healthy chocolate. I'm not sure we call it completely healthy, but there's some really, really good vegan chocolates without any rubbish sugar in it. So yeah, I had some of that. It was very nice. And then I just read my latest book. Oh, I did do some work after that. But it, what a nice spot to do a bit of work. Amazing how, you know, you can take technology anywhere with you. But yeah, the blissful kind of, I actually had a proper lunch break. It was amazing. So let's talk about the morning routine, shall we? So I'm going to talk about my morning routine and, you know, see how it helps or inspires you. Or, you know, I think it's always good to mix up the morning routine. So what I say to you today isn't might not be what I'm doing in 3-6 months time, because I think it always shifts and evolves, to be honest. So I always start the day with some lemon water, with some water, glass of water with some fresh lemon and half a fresh lemon in it. Always start with that. And then I move on to the morning walk. Now, the reason I do the morning walk first is because I like going for a walk first thing in the morning when it's quiet. At one point I wasn't doing this, and you know, it gets busier, more people around, more cars around, more car fumes, and it's like, actually no, I decided this year I really want to enjoy the morning walk. Not that I currently go very far on the morning walk, I literally only go around the block, but I just love that it's cool or a bit cold. The crisp cool air, the birds singing, and it's quiet, it's calm, it feels really tranquil. No people around, or very, very few that I see. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. I call it my gratitude walk because although I do take my phone with me, I don't look at it or anything like that. it's purely that I find it interesting, seeing how many steps I do every day and how what my distance is every week. But it's not a competition or anything. I just find it interesting. Not striving for a certain amount or anything like that. So on the morning walk, it's just, yeah, I just really enjoy just breathing in the air and looking around me and just thinking of things I'm grateful for. Often it's the birds singing. I find listening to the birds singing so joyful. And I find it an absolutely amazing way to start the day. I really, really do. I wake up at 6 a.m. with an alarm, two alarms actually. Either way, don't have your phone in the bedroom. But don't switch it on until you've had that amazing morning self-care time for you. Something I loved in a podcast recently. I was listening to Deliciously Ella's podcast interviewing Dr. Ranjan Chatterjee. And yeah, it was, I like the way he calls it, taking a holiday every day. And that's exactly what I do. I take that holiday retreat time. It is taking that, you know, quality self-care loving time for you every single day. And that's what I strive to do, because at the end of the day, life is like the waves of the sea. You know, there are good times, there are challenging times, there are sad times of life. But I think the lovely thing about having a morning routine that's special, you know, and sacred to you is that you know that every day of your life, you're going to do some things that you really enjoy and really make you feel good, no matter what is going on around you. And I think that's crucial, absolutely crucial. So the walk, I just find it absolutely wonderful. You know, when I was doing my morning routine other ways around, and then the walk would be last minute, or suddenly it's loads more hustle and bustle outside and my walk, so I just didn't enjoy it as much. So I really like that. Of course, when it runs out this afternoon at the beach, I'm not expecting it to be all to myself or in the harbour or whatever. You know, and I enjoy seeing people then and their dogs and everything. But yeah, so that's the first thing. Number one is the walk. And then when I get back, I move on to the hot and cold shower. Now, I know it means you've got to get dressed and undressed and dressed again twice, but for me, it works. So I'd rather get out there for that walk, and I don't want to be going for a walk with wet hair, you know, in a cold morning or a cold crisp morning. So yeah, so then I move on to the hot and cold shower. Now I have been doing the hot and cold showers for years, but then it's been on and off, a bit sporadic sometimes, have long stints of it and then stop it. And anyway, now it's one of those forever things, forever. I'm really enjoying the Wim Hof BBC Freeze to Fear series at the minute. And there's really interesting research on the benefits of cold water. But of course, always check with your doctor, especially if you have any heart or blood pressure type problems or things like that. You know, it's always good to seek medical advice for things like that. So yeah, I have a hot and cold shower. I start off with 15 seconds and gradually, you know, over quite a lot of time, I've built up to a minute and a half. But, you know, it's not a competition thing. It's just what works for me. But I've upgraded this year. And I now, after washing the hair, I now dunk the head under. And that that is a whole different level of it, I must say. But why I do it for me is because I'm not naturally a morning person. It wakes me up. It makes me feel much better. It puts me in a much better mood. And I feel much more invigorated. And I feel actually like the morning walk, and especially as well the icing on the cake, the hot and cold shower, it really turns me into a morning person, which I'm very grateful for. I definitely need those alarms to wake me up. Otherwise, goodness knows what time I'd wake up. I'd never turn up at work. So hot and cold shower, that's that one. And yeah, then I move on to meditation and breathing. At that point, to be honest, I climb back into bed and I do my meditation. Now, this is the latest meditation I'm doing. I teach this a lot to clients, the 40 breath meditation. Ever since I've been teaching, which is over 24 years now, I've always been teaching the number 10 meditation, breathing, relaxation, which is simply sitting, standing or lying down to take 10 breaths in and out. Now, number 41 is doing that four times. Now, my latest thing I'm doing is 20 whole minutes of it. So I set the alarm for 20 minutes and I count. So in today's meditation on the podcast, you can join in with this and you can decide whether you do it once, twice, three or four lots of the 40 breath meditation. Currently, I've upgraded to doing four lots of it. So I'm devoting 20 minutes of my morning routine to the breathing. And I'm doing it in a very mindfulness Pilates core stability type way. When I say that, though, I'm not engaging purposely deep abdominals or anything like that. I am actually, well, I'm not trying to do lateral thoracic Pilates breathing. I'm doing more abdominal relaxation breathing. But what I mean is, I'm doing it quite deeply, as in it is as you do it in Pilates. So it's quite deep breathing and then I'm counting. So personally, I naturally have a more busy mind. And I think we all have varying degrees of busy minds. And I get loads of inspired thoughts in for different things. And I find the counting, the deep breathing, a really brilliant way to like switch off and really focus and concentrate. And I love the all the research on it that's quoted in the Wim Hof method book, which I've just read recently. It's very, very interesting. If you want to, you know, find out more about the benefits of the breathing in that way, then have a read in there. It takes it to another level in there with, so I'll just drop my pen, with breath holding and stuff, which I'm not talking about that bit. I'm just talking about the breathing a bit here. So yeah, really, really like that. And yeah, after that, I always pick a positive affirmation card. So it might be quite a nice point to pick one now for you on the podcast. So I always pick a positive affirmation card from my Happy and Calm cards deck. And when my son was younger, he'd always pick a Happy Kids card when he was up and about, always at bedtime and stuff. Anyway, so let's do one for the podcast for you now. Let's go to this one today. Oh, how funny. I'm sure this came up last podcast. That's crazy. It says, my core stability and back strength is improving. What does that mean to you today? Mine is definitely improving. It's definitely improving. We can always improve it. We can always up our health, well-being, fitness, happiness, I believe. And then you get to a point in happiness where you can maintain it. And then it's like, wow, you can go to another level. So it's very exciting. What does that mean to you today? So that is that today. I also do a bit of visualization of a goal. At the moment, it's about getting a new car. And I see myself driving down to the beach in this car. So what you can do is just close your eyes for a few moments and visualize what your goal is. You can either see, hear, feel or know, daydream about your goal. It's much easier to do than you think. In my sports science, sports psychology background, you know, you did this as mental rehearsal in an experiment or for a particular sport and it enhances performance. Olympic athletes, you know, etc., do this all the time. And it's really effective. It's really, really effective. But you can do it in with any goals. So for me at the moment, it's about the car. So I'll let you know when I get it. So that is that. So then I move on to the mat. I get my porridge cooking next. And chocolate porridge at the moment. I always have celery juice. I have a whole pack of celery juice every morning as well. And then I get the chocolate porridge cooking. And whilst that's cooking, I do my Pilates. So my mindfulness Pilates, I climb onto that mat. Now, I practice exactly what I teach my clients, actually. So I do an hour a week. And then every morning, I do 6 minutes mindfulness Pilates. Now, on the days where I've got a bit more time, I'll add in some extra back strengthening, extra core stability, a couple of extra back maintenance stretches because my back needs it. It needs a lot of maintenance. And usually I do more when I'm at the beach or something like that. So I'll do more, you know, a slightly longer session when I have a bit more time or at the weekend. So that's my mindfulness Pilates practice, which works really, really well. I'm always saying to my clients, have you done your 6 minutes? And at the end of every session, I say, keep practicing your 6 minutes. So that's the mindfulness Pilates bit that I do. And then I grab my breakfast. And I head over to do journaling and reading. Now, this point, it really depends what day of the week it is, how long the reading and journaling is. So quite a few days I have to be ready to teach at 7:55 a.m., which means I've got to be ready by 7:45 a.m. So it really kind of varies how long the reading and the journaling is. Sometimes the journaling is literally 1 to 2 minutes. And on a quick day, I'll literally pick a happy and calm card, write down the affirmation, and then set an alarm for 1 minute and write down what that message means to me today. So that's one way of doing it. When I have a lot more time, I really go for it with the journaling, and I have so many ways that I love to do journaling, and I think they're all very, very valuable. That's my particular personal style of journaling, but I also love Julia Cameron's morning pages of writing 3 pages of absolutely anything. So I have a traditional kind of diary for that. I've been writing a diary since I was primary school age, but in those days it was very much more I did this, I did that, and these days it's, you know, writing about how you feel as well as what you've been up to. Obviously adding things like positive affirmations as well, or any action steps to take, and to-do lists from it, inspiration that comes in. I just write about absolutely anything, personal, work, you name it, anything. And you know, sometimes it's happy, sometimes it's annoyed about something, sometimes it's, you know, inspiring things coming in, sometimes it's sadness, you know, it really, really varies. And I find it very therapeutic, very helpful, very solution finding. And I did the 1 minute, I only had time for the 1 minute this morning. I did catch up on it later in the day, but it was, my clients always have a chance in one-to-ones to share their journey with me confidentially if they want to. And then my group clients can always share it after class, or, you know, in the private clients Facebook group if they want to. And yeah, I shared with them today that there's something that had been annoying me. But by voicing it in the journaling, it helped me see another person's point of view, that actually I wouldn't need to get stressed or annoyed in the future about that particular person, because we're all different and deal with things differently and need different things. And what I would need in those circumstances to do are completely different to the other person's. So it helped me see it from a very different perspective. There was a really fantastic talk by Olympic cyclist Sir Chris Hoy one time at this amazing business conference I went to once. And he called it the helicopter effect, where you imagine you're in a helicopter far away from the situation, which helps you look at it from different angles, which is really, really useful, actually. And that is exactly what the journaling did for me today. It helped me see things from different angles. So, yeah, really, really useful. And, you know, yeah, so that is that. So that is the journaling. I'm also a big fan of Hal Elrod's work and his Miracle Morning approach. And he has a lovely journal. I haven't got it with me actually, but I love his journal. I use that as well. It's only like a short paragraph every day of the year, but I always write that. I also have another journal. You can see why I don't always fit all my journaling in the morning. Like this morning, it was 1 minute. That was it. All I had time for. But then I had a little catch up after teaching. I went and climbed into bed and just had a little catch up on my journaling with a cup of tea. It was really nice. And there's another journal I absolutely love, which is Mel Robbins' High Five Journal. That is really good as well. There are so many different ones out there. You know, I'm sure I'll create my own style of it with the more 1 minute style at some point. But for now, my clients are loving that. Yeah, it does work really well. So I think there's so many ways to journal, and you can't beat it, but you've got to go with how much time you have. So for me, it can vary so much. It can vary so much from 1 minute to ages. So, and the final thing I do is reading. Now, this morning, I literally only had time to read one page of my book. So my book is I Talk to Angels. So I like to pick a page of that every single day of the year. I just pick a page intuitively. What page do I would help me stay, or, you know, will inspire me or guide me in some way. So I always pick a page of that. And that's all I had time for this morning. But on a day when I got a bit more time, what I like to do is pick a page of mine. So I always have a book I'm reading on the go. And then I have a few favorite books that I'm also reading a page of those books every day as well. So the other book I like to read a page every day is Manifest by Roxy Nafusi. I pick a page of that as well, which I find really good. And the other one I'm reading a page a day is How to Be Fearless, Brave New Girl by Lou Hamilton. It's a beautiful hardback book. Actually, Manifest is also a lovely hardback. Anyway, this one, Lou Hamilton's one, is a beautiful hardback book. I love the gold on it as well. And I just pick a page. Oh, this is a good one. Reinvent the Uphill Struggle. And it's got her illustrations in the book. So it's actually got a skier, which is Brave New Girl, skiing uphill. And Reinvent the Uphill Struggle. Yes. What a good one that is. So I read a page of that. And then I've got another book I read one page of a day, which is one of the most recent books I've read. The Wim Hof Method, obviously by Wim Hof. And I pick a page of that as well. And I find that really valuable. And then this is when I've got more time. I'm then properly reading one of my books, which one of my favorite current books. And the one I'm currently reading is Bigger Than Us by Fern Cotton. So I then try and set an alarm for 10 minutes to read for 10 minutes. But as you can tell by this morning's efforts, it was 1 minute long. But then when I was at the beach this afternoon, there I was giving it a good read. Sometimes I have two books on the go properly. And this week is one of those weeks, which I've just started reading as well. Dr. Ranjan Chatterjee's book, which is Happy Mind, Happy Life. You know, I think there's so much to learn in life and so much research to apply to things. And yeah, it's whatever feels good for you. But this is a very, very, from what I've seen so far, fantastic, fantastic read and so many great tips. And as I said, he calls it having a holiday. So that's the final bit of my morning routine. But it's absolutely wonderful way to start the day. And I keep the phone away. There's no news, no social media. Excuse me a second. No, none of that. No emails, no work, no nothing. It's just that. And yeah, I treat myself to that every day and I don't feel guilty about it. Whereas the evening, I don't find it as easy to finish work. But I'm getting better. So that is my morning routine. And at the weekend, I make it even more decadent. But the weekends, though, I don't always stay at home for my morning routine. I go further afield. So for example, my latest Saturday morning routines are longer, more decadent. And I do still do the first few bits at home. So obviously it's really nice at the minute, spring to summer now. And, you know, you've got nicer weather and lighter mornings, which is obviously really nice. And then on Saturdays, I head over to the harbour and beach. So I still do the little morning walk. I still do the hot, cold shower and the 20-minute meditation. Often do little 6 minutes, you know, mindfulness parties on the mat. And then I take a takeaway homemade breakfast and juice and tea and everything over to the beach. And I have a swim in the sea there. Excuse me, hiccuping. And beach Pilates, where I then might do a longer session. And all those other bits I'll enjoy at the beach if it's a nice day, you know, at least dry, and take loads of layers if it's a bit windy and stuff. So, yeah, the weekend, I really aim for a longer, more decadent, you know, time. And I think the thing that I'm very blessed with now is that now that my son is 16 years old, you know, I don't have the school run and, you make his own way to school with the school bus, which is right near our house. And, you know, I'm able to spend longer on the morning routine, but, you know, you just do what you can do that fits into you. And I think I like making the effort to get up earlier. I think otherwise I feel resentful starting my day without doing anything for me. And it's just always give, 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 help, help, teach, teach. And by doing this, it's like I'm recharging my own batteries so that I'm coming to work as often as possible, you know, from a place of wellness and health and vitality and hopefully effervescence and inspiration. And my sister Julie calls me Miss Motivator, but hopefully in a good way, in a good way. So yeah, that's my morning routine. And yeah, it was featured actually in a magazine called Rapport, which is the NLP magazine, Neuro-Linguistic Programming magazine, as one of their author features, obviously as I'm a best-selling author as well. And they shared that was my morning routine at that time. In a four-page spread article in a really lovely magazine called Brand U magazine, and that was, I'll put the link about the details of that in the show notes for you. And it gives you loads of tips for your morning routine, you know, from it's actually got the 6-minute morning routine that I do in it. It's got, which is very gentle and works very well for a lot of people's bodies. It's got journaling in it, how to do affirmations, how to journal in 1 minute. It's got happiness, confidence, success, exercise, stretchy tips for you. Got loads of great morning routine stuff in there for you. And also shares about the 6 different types of entrepreneurs. And you can kind of find out which one you are, or, you know, or your working style as well in there. And in the May issue of Soul and Spirit magazine, there's a page on manifestation and how I created A Life by the Sea here. So that also gives you a bit of inspiration for a morning routine too. Anything else to share with you? No, we've got some special guests coming up, so really looking forward to that. So you can enjoy them very soon. We're going to go into meditation next, of course, before we go today. So I really hope you enjoy today's 40 breath, 5-minute meditation. Enjoy. So welcome to your number 40 relaxation meditation, sitting or lying down comfortably. However is comfortable for you, close your eyes, either with a cozy blanket, and just let your tummy rise and fall. If you want more back support, if you're lying down, you can bend your knees or have cushions or support under your knees. Breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. But quite nice, strong breathing, so you can hear the breathing. Breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth. And you go for another 8 there in your own time, relaxing more on each out breath. Feeling your tummy rise and fall. Nice deep breath into the lungs. So in the number 40 relaxation meditation, it's just basically 4 sets of your number 10 relaxation meditation, going into the second lot of 10 breaths. Enjoy. In through your nose, let the tummy rise, and out through the mouth, relax. Enjoying 10 more in your own time for the second one. Thank you. going into your next, going into the third part of your next number 10. 10 breaths. Concentrate, stay awake. As you breathe and strong, and breathe and relax, another 10 times. And the final 10 breaths, in through your nose, out through your mouth, relax, feeling your tummy rise and fall and relax. Stay alert and concentrate on counting those 10, final 10 breaths to bring you up to 40 and enjoy. And relax. Breathe in a calm, relaxed way with today's affirmation of I love to smile. Smiling makes me happy. Enjoy. I really hope you enjoyed my morning routine. Has it inspired you with your morning routine? Do you have one, or do you feel inspired to start one? You decide how long it is. Do you know, I always recommend for my clients, start with 6 minutes. And there seems to be a fantastic success rate with starting with 6 minutes. And I think if you think to yourself, oh, I'm just gonna do 6 minutes, often you'll do more than that, or way more than that. And my goodness, does it make you feel better in mind, body, happiness, everything. And you know, you decide whether you want to do 6 minutes, 15, 30, 45 minutes, hour, or like me at the weekend, ages. you decide what, you know, what that is for you. And I love the holiday idea. I think that's a really, you know, rather than, you know, some people I talk to, like, oh, can't wait till they go on holiday. If you're lucky enough to go on holiday, some people look at me thinking, what's she saying? She's going on holiday to the area she lives. Well, because it's beautiful here. I moved here because this is where I used to go on holiday. Why not? Why not? But the point is, you don't have to go on holiday to have holiday retreat-like time. You can create that for yourself. And, you know, sometimes it makes you feel much better taking like social media holidays and things like that. I try to always take a Sunday off social media, having a social media holiday that day. And in the last half term school holiday, I took a whole 5 days off social media, which was fantastic, actually. It didn't mean that I wasn't still present there with posts scheduled and things. But, you know, I wanted to be present with my family, who it's the first time they've been to stay here in 2 years, you know, and I don't want to be on social media when I can be physically, you know, with life-size people. You know what I'm saying. So please let us know if today's episode has helped or inspired you in any way. And you know, please let us know, you know, what your morning routine is. Have a brilliant week, and as good as possible. And you know, whatever moment of life it is, with the waves, see whether it's a good, challenging, or sad time, remember, you can always have your morning routine to look after you, to to love you and for that self-care. You deserve it. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.